Humans have been inundated with seeds. U.S. Department of Agriculture says they've identified 14 different species of seeds that are being sent to thousands upon thousands of people in the United States. They didn't ask for seeds. They just got the seeds. They've been arriving in mailboxes across the country. The federal officials believe they're coming from China. But what are they? What's in them? Some people have planted them. When we mentioned this in our promotional announcement last night for today's show, we received a bunch of communication overnight. People are like, oh, I plant them. They're growing like weeds. Although I'm not sure that they are weeds. Richard Henschel is with us. Thank you very much for being with us. Appreciate it. University of Illinois Extension Educator of Horticulture. All right, what do we know about them?
Well, we know that, as you said, they kind of came to our homes unsolicited. What we don't know is what happens as we do grow them out. The species they've talked about, identified some of them like cabbage and mint and sage, rosemary, lavender, morning glory, hibiscus, roses. Now, these are all plants that in one form or another, we've probably all grown in our yards.
Mm-hmm. Pretty common.
Pretty common. And that might seem very innocent. Yet what we don't know about them is there are different pathogens in different countries. And did they come along for the ride? And are they in or on the seed coats? So as we plant them, we essentially infest our soils. And these are no doubt pathogens that aren't native to the United States. So we most likely don't have any, the plants just don't have any protection against these pathogens, and that could be very damaging to agricultural crops as well as the horticultural crops you and I grow as home gardeners and homeowners.
Yeah, and it's my only joy right now outside. Is my little garden. That's become right. my thing because, you know, people spend a lot more time around their homes. And when you're doing that, gardening has become hot. As a matter of fact, you go by a Home Depot right now, and the garden section is probably the most busy of the entire store. People want to be outside. They want to be doing this stuff. And you hate to see some sort of I hate to use the term, I don't want to use it loosely, but like a plant pandemic that could wipe out crops, just, you know, as you point out, leisure crops, if you will, like this. Or imagine if it gets actually into the food supply crops. Could it?
Well, when that's the potential here. When you talk about one of them being identified as, say, cabbage, sage we use as a seasoning herb. So if we use lavender for scents and soaps and other things, so right. Sure, that's the general concern. As innocent as they seem to be, what else came along with those seeds?
So why would somebody do this?
We don't know.
Why would somebody do this if they weren't intent upon? Yeah, this is not a great international moment, you know, of
no,
cooperation,
isn't.
Right?
Well, some of the officials that are way higher than you and I have at least speculated that perhaps this is what they call a brushing scam, which is where they send out all these solicited seeds and then they already have us, our addresses, right? They mail them to us, so mm-hmm. they write fake reviews about how wonderful these seeds or the plants are. So this could be a major worldwide kind of a brushing scam, if you will, because, you know, it just wasn't the United States that received these seeds. It was Canada and UK and Australia, and I'm going to guess there's several other countries involved in this before it's over with. So we really just don't know the actual intent.
Man, that's crazy. Okay, is there anything as a horticulturist can do, or scientists who work in this field, Richard Henschel from the University of Illinois, is there any way to test these seeds to find a pathogen?
Well, as a homeowner, clearly not. The pathogens are microscopic. They are, as I said, either on or embedded perhaps in the seed coat of these seeds. So there's nothing that a homeowner can do. What USDA APHIS is suggesting here, of course, is that, and we already know there have been some things that have been opened and planted, as you pointed out, mm-hmm. that we shouldn't even be opening these packages. and clearly not planting anything. They want for the investigation side of this in terms of the trace back to who's actually sent these. Was it China or was it somebody else representing China? We don't know. To save the packaging, and all that's supposed to get shipped back to the appropriate state plant health inspection folks so that they may gather this material and get it compiled and then study it. And as I said, we think we know about 14 species, but we're not sure because there could have been a lot of other things shipped to a lot of other different parts of the country or countries in general.
So the Postal Inspection Service, which are the cops for the Postal Service, they are watching this as it's occurring. They're trying to stop some of this in its, or at least stop and pull aside, identify what it is overseas as opposed to letting it get here. But the stuff that is getting here, they can't necessarily stop it. This is an interesting quandary for them because they don't know if these have been ordered, if this is legitimate.
That part's correct. And let's put the big however and but in here. These things are sent to the United States, and I'm going to guess the other countries, with the descriptions of being jewelry or beads. They weren't shipped here as being seeds, because if they were properly identified, both customs and our USDA Postal Service folks would have flagged this and stopped it right from the very beginning. They actually got here and delivered because they were marked as beads and jewelry. And if you think about it, the packages are extremely light.
Yeah.
It makes sense that, this might be beads, or, hey, this might be jewelry because of the lightness of the package. So they clearly avoided the typical protocols and quarantines that are have been in place for decades within USDA, aphids, and the plant protection and quarantine folks so that this does not happen.
Man, this is really a crazy mystery. Crazy mystery.
So far, and it unfolds daily.
Yeah.
We are finding the collective we find out more about this every day. The numbers are changing. Last week, early 20 states in the United States had reported getting them. By the end of the week, it was 27, and I'm going to guess all 50 states. By estimates from other officials here, figure that in all 50 states, somewhere along the line, someone got them, but we just haven't
identified it yet.
You know, in the middle of, I don't want to pick on any state, but in the middle of Utah, so what?
Yeah. It could be very significant.
Areas,
who knows for sure? Richard, thank you very much. Hold on one second. We want to talk to you off the air. We'll continue to follow this story because this is pretty wild.